So today's reading is from Acts chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought those who were ill into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing those who were ill and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed.
Good morning, church. It is really lovely to be here. Today's sermon is one that I've really enjoyed doing, but I have all the words, but not necessarily all the order. So I'm going to pray that God brings them out in the right order that he needs them to be in today. So just bear with me and please pray for me. Dear Jesus, thank you that we are able to gather here, both in person and online. And I just pray that you will take my words and make them yours, that whatever it is that you need to be heard for this day or whenever it is being listened to, that you will act powerfully through them. Amen. I asked Joy, when she was putting together the service structure, if I could do an adult talk. And it's not that I don't love talking to children. I absolutely love it. But it comes out in quite a different way. So if you are an adult and you don't like what I have to say today, or you don't think that I've expressed it, or it's a bit confusing, then I would encourage you, as much as I encourage our little people, to do try out the service sheets that I have produced and I put out every week. Because honestly, it's going to be put in a very different way through words than it is on the service sheet. So I do encourage you to listen if that is the way that you take this in. And if that's not the way that you work and God works through you, then do have a look at the service sheets and see if that talks to you in a bit of a better way. I am going to go through the reading. So if you have access to a Bible or the reading or an app that allows you to do it, then I would suggest that you open it up at Acts 5, 12 to 16. It's really short. This is the whole of the reading, and it fits on my page very comfortably in size 24. So there aren't actually that many words. And yet, what it has to say is pretty phenomenal about how we are as a community and what it means to be a believing community in the power of God. We have become very biased against miracles and signs and all of these things because they're not scientific enough, and it's difficult to explain. But that is the whole point of a miracle, is that it is, by its very nature, difficult to explain. And it is only through God's power that it can come into being. It is through signs and wonders that we see these glimpses of God's glory. But actually, this little section comes in a really difficult sandwich of scripture. So just before this part of scripture, there is a lovely story about a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira, who come to the apostle Peter, and they've bought a parcel of land, and they give some of it to the church, and then they lie and say that they've given it all, and then they fall down dead. And I don't know about you, but if you had heard that somebody had come to Joy And then we were very quickly about to do a funeral for this member of the congregation. I'm not sure how well you would feel about coming back to church and about what judgment might be there for you. It might make you a little worried. But actually, that's one of the signs that God gives. It is a sign of what commitment to him looks like, and actually the power that he has to make and to break life. And it's not a very hopeful one. But that's when it's very nice that the wonders come joined with the signs. And what we have in the next bit of the scripture, this lovely, hopeful bit of scripture, is those wonders. Now, Peter and the other apostles, the other followers of Jesus, are doing miraculous things, truly astonishing things. And what's also really important is one little sentence that's right there at the beginning. All the believers used to meet together at Solomon's colonnade. Nice. Sounds great. What on earth is Solomon's colonnade? I had to look it up because I get interested when I'm delving into scripture about what this sort of thing is. And Solomon's colonnade was a part of the temple that was on the east side. And so you've got the temple where the priest could go, that right in the middle. And that's where God dwells. And then as you go further out, more people are allowed in. So then the men are allowed to go and worship because, you know, men. And then you get further out, and then you get the women's court and you get the Gentiles court. So the people who aren't Jews but want to follow God because they've heard these amazing things and they want to come and worship him in the place that they're allowed. And then next to that, you get Solomon's colonnade. So it's really interesting that the apostles were doing this in the place of God. They were saying, actually, these things that we are doing belong to God. It is God's power by which we are doing this. But we're also going to do it in a space where anybody can come. Even women and Gentiles. Anybody can come and see the wonders of God in this place that belongs to God. And they're also doing it in a place that is going to frustrate those in authority. So go with me a minute. Imagine you are at Man United City and you're there for a football match. And I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't know who's at the top of the Premier League. That's why I've gone for Man U, because that's who was
Man
when...
Man United City.
That... Yeah.
It's Man City and Man United.
As you can tell, my football knowledge is great. Yeah, right. So shall we choose one?
Let's say Man United.
We'll go for Man United. Ben's not agreeing. We're saying that Man United is the best football team in the world at the moment. Just go with me. And so they have this amazing stadium where you gather to watch premium football, and you have to pay a premium to get in as well. But, you know, you do it because you love it and football is amazing and that's where you want to be. And then suddenly there is this guy that comes along and says, well, actually, you know, maybe we just want to play football for the love of football. Shocking. And there are some fields that are outside of Man U, and you know what? That is the best place to be. So let's just gather together and play some good football. And suddenly, all these people who are really passionate about football come and play because that's what they want to do. They love football. And suddenly you're seeing all of these players. You're seeing these women who are amazing at football, who are allowed on a pitch. And they're getting excited. And you see these children who are coming through and they're excited about football. It's brilliant. Suddenly, the bosses at Man United are really frustrated because all of the people who used to pay to come in and watch really, really good football are now going to the fields outside and are watching it there. And so what we're getting after this bit of scripture is that happening. The Pharisees and the other leaders in the temple are saying, actually, you know what? I know that you love God and stuff, but you're not doing it in the right way. You're not paying the right fees. You're not doing it right. And that makes me kind of angry because you're taking away all my power. And so the apostles, the people who were doing these miracles, knew that this was likely to come. They were literally doing it in a place that was going to anger the leaders in charge at that time. But they did it anyway because they loved God and they trusted that this was where God wanted them to be at that moment. They dared to say, actually, we just want to be here and to share God. And we can do that by using God's power. And we're going to do that in God's place. So that's a bit about Solomon's colonnade and why they were choosing to do it there. And as they were doing it, you have this bit of text that comes next, which says, and no one else dared to join them. And I wonder who that was. Who were those rest of people? Who was it that didn't dare to join them? Was it people who had professed to believing in Jesus, but actually were a little bit worried about what it would mean to go against the authorities? They didn't want to be seen as joined with these people who were doing these things that might get them in trouble. And where do we sit when we say, yes, we are followers of Jesus, but I'm not sure when things get tricky and things might get difficult for me where I sit in that? And yet, God was pulling more and more men and women to their number because of these signs and wonders. And as a result of this, people brought those who were ill into the streets and laid them on the beds and mats. I don't imagine that the people who were brought who were ill hadn't gone for prayer in the temple before. I don't know if you have had anyone close to you that you love who is ill. You will do anything to try and change that. And yet, it hadn't happened. And so those who were ill were being brought to Peter and the apostles because people could see that God moved in these people. God was showing himself in these people. Physical sickness is a symptom of being a fallen earth, of not being right with God. And yet that doesn't make it better when we have somebody that we love going through something that is difficult and painful. And we pray because we believe in a God who heals. We believe in a God who shows himself through the broken as well. It is very easy when we're talking about health that we think we are only blessed when we are healthy. That it is only when we are well that God is showing his love and his care for us. But that is when we are looking at our life in a very, very short space of time. I don't know if you've come across the rope analogy before, but it is the understanding that we focus on just a short part of the rope, but actually what God gives us is very, very long. And in his promise of heaven, what he is doing is promising us a life that is free from pain, that is free from suffering, and it is with him in completion together. But we get so focused on the one bit that we understand, that we can see, that we know, that it's very difficult to imagine what the rest of our life is going to be like, what our heavenly life is going to be like. And that is when it is so wonderful to get these glimpses of heaven on earth. We are literally called to pray for heaven to come and be on earth. It is part of the prayer that we have written down that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, that bit. God, you are amazing and you are holy and we know you can do this. So bring your kingdom here in the way that you would have it be. In these glimpses of wonders, we have glimpses of literal heaven on earth. And that is what the people were seeing, what they were being drawn to, was a life that was with God. And so what they were seeing was not Peter's power, but the Spirit that was on Peter. And it even says that in the scripture. It talks about Peter's shadow falling on them, and that is how they were made well. The healing power of Peter's shadow sounds really magical and fanciful. But it's because it is something that we can't explain. We don't have the words for. And yet it is wonderful. The power of God moving on earth. We have the same word earlier in scripture when the same Greek word is used for what comes over Mary. And it is this shadow of protection. Normally we think of shadows as being dark and bad, but actually it is this shadow of protection that comes over them. And so what we do when we pray is we join with God. We come together with God and work towards his kingdom here. When we follow him and trust in him and believe that miraculous things can happen through his power, they do. And it is things that we should be expecting to see when we are praying, because we know that God has this power. That doesn't make it easy. But I love the reason that God chose Peter to be one of the people that shows the signs and wonders. Because God knew about Peter and what he was like. Peter is an amazing person, because what he is he's a real person. And throughout the scripture, he fluctuates. He has this thing where he goes, yes, Jesus, I love you, you're amazing. I'll step out on the water for you. And then I realize I'm on the water and I'm going to sink because I don't trust you enough. And then later on he goes, yes, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. But actually when you die and things get a bit tricky, I'm going to go, no, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you. I love Peter because he's so real and God uses him. And he has such small faith that then explodes. And goes, actually, you know what, I'm going to throw myself in 100%. Even though I know that what comes next might be tricky. Because, Jesus, I've watched you go through it. I didn't really know where to land this service. So I'm going to bring it into land. And I'm going to bring it in by using a poem, which has been circling around my head for the week, and I've just written it down, so I'm hoping that it makes sense. It's called Cry Baby. Cry baby, cry baby. Cry, my baby, cry. I know that things are tough, so come lean on me and rest. Weep, my little crybaby, let all your sorrow flow. I will take you into my arms. My peace you'll feel, my love you will know. And when you have rested and tears have ceased, we will begin to build heaven on earth. Because, my precious child, there are babies out there crying. Cry babies who are feeling hurt. My beloved, whose faces are turned away, whose pain and greed mean that they can't hear my calls to them. And so, my little child, walk with me. Pry fingers from ears and help them hear. Shine light so bright that all can see my power in you, my love so true. Cry, my baby, with all your might, for those who are hurting, for those in fright. And feel my power moving strongly, and ask for heaven to come.